Hey there, wonderful people. Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot more chill. You know, that inner critic? That voice in our heads constantly judging our every move, like we're auditioning for the role of most perfect human ever. Yeah, that one. Let's be honest, it's exhausting. Today, we're diving deep into how to silence that negativity and cultivate some serious self-compassion. Because let's face it, you deserve a break from the harsh judge and jury act. Ever feel like your inner critic is on overdrive? You know, those moments when you trip over air and suddenly you're replaying it in slow motion, analyzing every awkward step. Or maybe it's that project at work that didn't go as planned, and now your mind is spiraling with I'm a failure narratives. Trust me, I get it. We all have that inner critic lurking around, waiting to pounce on our vulnerabilities. But here's the game changer. We don't have to let it rule our lives. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer that inner critic and embrace a little more self-love. First things first, recognize the voice. You need to become aware of your inner critic's tactics. Does it use harsh language? Does it compare you to others? Understanding how it operates is the first step in dismantling its power. Remember, this isn't about ignoring negative thoughts, it's about recognizing them for what they are. Just thoughts, not facts. Next up, challenge those thoughts. Don't believe everything your inner critic tells you. When that voice pipes up with you're not good enough, ask yourself, is there evidence to support that claim? Or is it just a habit of negativity? Start by questioning the validity of those thoughts. You might be surprised how often they crumble under scrutiny. Now, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Imagine your inner critic as a lost puppy. Wouldn't you want to soothe it instead of berating it? Extend that same compassion to yourself. Acknowledge your imperfections, forgive yourself for mistakes, and celebrate your successes, big or small. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Instead of dwelling on your perceived weaknesses, shift your attention to what you do well. Make a list of your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. Remember those moments when you felt proud of yourself. Those are reminders of your strength and resilience. Finally, surround yourself with positivity. The company you keep matters. Spend time with people who uplift you, encourage you, and believe in your potential. Seek out positive influences, books, podcasts, music that inspire and motivate you. Remember, you have the power to choose your environment and shape your mindset. Okay, imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling a little self-conscious about speaking up. Suddenly, your inner critic starts whispering doubts. You're not interesting enough. What if people think you're boring? You feel that familiar knot in your stomach, and you almost retreat back into your shell. But then, remember what we talked about today. You recognize those thoughts as the voice of your inner critic, and you challenge them. Boring? I have amazing stories to share, you tell yourself. You focus on your strengths, your charisma, your passion for your work, and visualize yourself confidently engaging in conversations. Instead of shrinking back, you take a deep breath, walk up to a group, and introduce yourself with a smile. Boom. You're owning the moment, radiating self-assurance and connecting with people. See? Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your anxieties. It's about acknowledging them, challenging them, and stepping forward with courage and kindness. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you overcome self-criticism and cultivate a more compassionate relationship with yourself. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those self-love techniques. You're worth it. Now, go out there and rock your day with a little more grace and a whole lot more compassion. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And remember, every day is a fresh start. Be kind to yourself and keep striving for that stoic calm. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.